DeepEnglish.com. Turning Points in History, Active Speaking, Part C. No one is sure how involved Nixon was in organizing the Watergate break-ins or the Ellsberg break-in, but he did do everything he could to cover them up. Did Ellsberg try to cover up the break-in? No, Ellsberg didn't try to cover up the break-in. Nixon tried to cover up the break-in. He tried to stop the FBI from investigating and made plans to pay the burglars $1 million in hush money. Who tried to stop the FBI from investigating? Nixon tried to stop the FBI from investigating. How much money did he plan to pay the burglars? He planned to pay the burglars $1 million. Nixon's biggest mistake was he taped every conversation he ever had in his White House office. What was Nixon's biggest mistake? Nixon's biggest mistake was he taped every conversation he ever had in his White House office. When the tapes were released, it was revealed that Nixon said the payments would be to keep the cap on the bottle, to buy time, to tough it through. Who said the payments were to keep the cap on the bottle? Nixon said the payments were to keep the cap on the bottle. Did he say they were to buy time and tough it through? Yes, he also said they were to buy time and tough it through. Nixon eventually resigned when he could see the writing on the wall. When did Nixon eventually resign? Nixon eventually resigned when he could see the writing on the wall. It was only a matter of time before he was impeached. What was only a matter of time? It was only a matter of time before he was impeached. Nixon left office and never suffered any legal repercussions. What happened to Nixon? Nixon left office and never suffered any legal repercussions. Hunt, Liddy, and the five burglars were sentenced to minimal jail time, but the damage to the public's trust in the government was great. Who was sentenced to minimal jail time? Hunt, Liddy, and the five burglars were sentenced to minimal jail time. What was greater than the burglars' minimal jail time? The damage to the public's trust in the government was greater than the burglars' minimal jail time. As for Willis, he received a mere $2.50 a week raise and ultimately died in poverty. Did Willis get a raise? Yes, Willis got a raise. How much of a raise did he get? He got a mere $2.50 a week raise. He will be remembered as the man who spotted the tape that brought down a president. Who will be remembered as the man who spotted the tape that brought down a president? Willis will be remembered as the man who spotted the tape that brought down a president. Another president whose life was changed by something seemingly trivial and small was former President Theodore Roosevelt. What other president's life was changed by something trivial? President Roosevelt's life was also changed by something trivial. Roosevelt was a Republican president from 1901 to 1909. When was Roosevelt president? Roosevelt was president from 1901 to 1909. Was he a Republican or a Democrat? He was a Republican. Before leaving office, he groomed his close friend, William Taft, to be the next president. Did he groom a close friend to be his vice president? No, he didn't groom a close friend to be his vice president. He groomed a close friend to be the next president. After leaving the White House, Roosevelt traveled the world. What did he do after leaving office? After leaving office, Roosevelt traveled the world. When he returned, he became frustrated with how Taft was leading the country. What frustrated Roosevelt? The way Taft was leading the country frustrated Roosevelt. he decided to break tradition and run for office for a third time. What did he decide to break? He decided to break tradition. It was an unusual three-way race between Republican Taft, the Democratic Party nominee Woodrow Wilson, and Roosevelt, who founded his own Progressive Party. Was this a two-way race between Republicans and Democrats? No, this wasn't a two-way race between Republicans and Democrats. This was a three-way race between Republicans, Democrats, and Roosevelt's Progressive Party. The Progressive Party was nicknamed the Bull Moose Party after Roosevelt said, "I feel as fit as a bull moose." Why was the Progressive Party nicknamed the Bull Moose Party? The Progressive Party was nicknamed the Bull Moose Party after Roosevelt said, "I feel as fit as a bull moose."